Before we kick things off, I want to take a second to thank our episode sponsor. If you're looking for in-depth feedback from Gen Z millennials at scale, check out Perksy. They offer quant and qual research options and 80% response rates thanks to their super engaging mobile survey app. On top of that, they have an in-house experienced research team to fully support your business. What's better than that? Schedule a demo at www.getperksy.com. That's getperksy.com. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Green Book Podcast. I am Lenny Murphy, your host, and thank you for taking the time to spend some of your day with us. Today, my guest is a really interesting conversation. It's Timo Pels, who is the Vice President of Business Marketing at Reddit.
Hi.
So, Timo, beforehand, I was telling you that, you know, I've considered myself a fairly sophisticated user of social media platforms, but not Reddit. I've certainly I've read things on Reddit. I've explored, you know, different aspects, but I've never been an active user. So for me and our audience, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and a little more about Reddit?
Of course. Yeah. So happy to be here. Thanks for having me. So, you know, Reddit is a network of communities. And when I say communities, there's a lot of them. We're talking about more than 100,000 communities. So we actually refer to ourselves as a community of communities. And it's where people can really dive into anything through experiences built around their interests, hobbies, and passions, right? We're one of the largest, most vibrant platforms of communities covering. I always say there's not an interest obscure enough for there not to be another 100,000 people to be as equally into it as you are, right? And this is where you find your people. Our mission is to bring community and belonging to everyone in the world. And people really do come to us for almost everything from how to perfect their sourdough, to understand how the PPP worked, to asking questions that they oftentimes really don't know where else to ask. And so from pets to parenting, skincare to stocks, there truly is a community on Reddit for everyone and all passions and interests. And I, you know, my role here leading business marketing, I lead the team that connects Reddit's communities to businesses globally. I oversee all aspects of business marketing. My team works on things such as product messaging, market narratives, competitive analysis. And I do, you know, we do work very closely with our research and insights teams here at Reddit as well.
So how many, if you can divulge, is 100,000 communities, what's the user base look like from a population perspective, raw numbers?
So yeah, of course, we have 50 plus million people using the platform, and it's growing.
That's amazing. So I can think of some of the times that I personally have seen a link to a Reddit discussion on a specific obscure topic, and I've dived in, and I've always been really impressed with the depth of information where people can go on really obscure stuff. So,
well, I mean, you stress the obscure, but I think it's important to mention that the everyday nature of the conversations, I think, is probably most representative of what people look for, right? It goes from finding advice on parenting to how you approach your next home improvement project to, as I said before, asking some of the things that you're just too afraid to ask in other places.
Yeah. Yeah. So from a research standpoint, let's kind of dive in a little bit more. So I know that many researchers have used Reddit communities to gain kind of qualitative insights on specific topics to serve a variety of business issues. So you mentioned, you know, competitive intelligence, right? That's one obvious one, or to get a feel for what people are saying or thinking about specific ideas. Is there a defined offering within Reddit where you go to brands and say, hey, look, if you're interested in understanding how people utilize your product or they're thinking around this product, here's a solution to be able to do that?
Well, so there is no product in that sense, because that's not what we are about, right? It is more about using it for purposes of getting to know audiences that you already know exist for your brand or for your business, or to, you know, go to Reddit to learn about audiences and segments, or if you want to look at it from a different lens, insights and trends that you really didn't know existed in the first place. There is a lot of information on Reddit that you can only find there because of some of the very unique features of the platform, right? So our insights team leverages data that helps brands understand what's most important to communities. We regularly publish that. And you know, due to the very unique nature of the conversations that happen, we regularly identify trends, as I said, that you can't find anywhere else. I can give you a very recent example of this. We looked into the way that the gamer and gaming community is coming together. And, you know, the online gaming world is polarized and oftentimes filled with very tough critics. But many gamers are now getting annoyed with the controversies within their favorite games and communities, but they're not dropping out entirely of gaming. And so instead, they're creating new spaces across Reddit to recongregate. And these are, you know, they're searches of gamers opting into communities that are just not as toxic. They praise, they are about celebration. They're calling these low sodium, as in like no salt, you know, no negativity, low sodium gaming communities. And it checks all these boxes, right? It's like-minded people, passionate gamers. There's debate and discussion, just wrapped in a more positive and optimistic environment. And so we recently discovered this new segment of gamers, if you want, and shared it with a few of the brands that we're working with from the gaming space. And one of the CMOs came back to us immediately and said, I didn't know that these people existed, that this is something I need to know about as a marketer, because it does inform my marketing strategy. There is a different way for me to approach these people. And I think that's a really good example of how we can turn an insight that we glean from Reddit into something that is very actionable for a business.
So how do you balance that from a user standpoint? Let's use your gaming example. Are they aware that you're looking at this, at their conversations, and leveraging that in some ways to say, hey, we're going to communicate this back to brands because we think that they probably need to hear this? How do you balance that eavesdropping, for lack of a better term? And I know it's not a great one, but but I'm sure some folks kind of think about it.
I don't know if I agree with the term of eavesdropping. It's a very public forum and a very public conversation, right? And it's open to anyone who wants to take part, who wants to listen in. We approach it in the same way that you and I would approach it as an individual if we wanted to learn more about, you know, we're just getting started on gaming and we want to learn more about it and a newfound hobby or interest. A key piece about Reddit is that it is really part of our DNA as a company that we truly believe that privacy is a right, right? And so we allow you to share as much or as little about you as you want on Reddit. We don't require you to use your real name. We don't require you to give us information that lets us identify who you really are. And that's true then for everybody else, right? And so I think that's part of what makes the conversation so special. They are not about the me, they really are about the we, right? It is about what we collectively are interested in. It is about the topic, the passion, the interest. And so I think there's even less of a concern here versus, you know, if you were to look at what am I posting on another platform that has my real name and my photo attached to it, it really is about the topic. And I think at the end of the day, if it helps us get to a place where we can create more win-win situations in marketing, where the message that we're sending is more valuable and more meaningful to the people that are receiving it, I think at the end of the day, that's a win for everyone.
Okay. Well, and thank you for the correction. So that was, I knew it was just came out of my mouth. It was like, that's not the right word to use here. So so thank you. But still, let's pull that a little bit more. Are the users aware that, yes, it's public forum, everything's out there, people can see it. Do they recognize that their comments and sharing have influence and that there is a way for that to look, you're talking about gaming and Blizzard is listening, you know, they're paying attention. Are they aware of the impact that those comments have?
So in general, I think, yes, that communities on Reddit understand that they can have real world impact, right? I don't think that that's the intent with which they come together, but we have seen groups on Reddit come together and inform real life events. We know that users are really welcoming to brands on Reddit. So I kind of want to take a step back and not make it about businesses, right? It's more about the power that is derived from people coming together as a community and really rallying about around something that matters to them. And it can be as mundane, as I said before, as perfecting your sourdough, or, you know, we've seen it really come to life in around Wall Street Bets about a year ago, or the anti-work movement, the March for Science, which are all things that really had an effect on the real world and really started on Reddit, not with the explicit intent of like, we're going to get these people together and do something here. It's just a movement that that came out of it. And so in many ways, I don't think people would be surprised to understand or learn that the community that they're a part of on Reddit has an impact on the world that they live in. I don't think that they come together with the explicit intent for that. And to your question of whether they know, we don't keep it a secret. We make our results very public, just like other platforms that engage in insights and trend research. So I don't think that there's any difference there.
Okay. And I was thinking of the Wall Street Bets earlier, right? The apes. It even influenced some of my own investment decisions at the time. So,
so yeah, there you have it.
Yeah, yeah. I bought some AMC stock. So I totally get that. Okay. Well, let's step back a little bit then. So you're going to be speaking at IEX, and for our audience, this is probably, you're going to be listening to this after IIEX, which is coming up in Austin. But Timo, you're going to be talking about Community 2.0. And there's two ways that I would define community from a research standpoint, right? There's community of Reddit, which is, you know, folks coming together in a very natural, organic way, and it's basically a discussion thread. And then there's the tools that we think about within kind of the MROC model, where there's background and tools behind the scenes to help with transcription and analyzing open-end responses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Moderation. So when you use the idea of community 2.0 within the Reddit paradigm, is there any thinking around incorporating some of those research-defined community tools for folks to engage with Reddit populations in a more structured way?
For the purposes of research?
Specifically, yeah, for people to be able to engage, hey, you're sourdough makers, we're introducing this new type of yeast, right? Tell us your take on this yeast, something of that nature.
Right, so I don't think there's a need for us to productize this in any way, because at the end of the day, it really is, we have a mission to bring community and belonging to everyone in the world, and that supersedes everything else that we're doing. We do see brands engage in ways that allow them to glean information about individual preferences or tastes in concerted efforts, or in ways where they may just be paying attention to how the conversation is going, right? So my advice usually is to say, if you're new to Reddit, if you've never really approached it for the purposes of getting a little bit of intelligence about the market or a product category, maybe your own product or your own brand, start by listening. Start to figure out where are people talking about your product. Some brands will see that they have their own subreddit on Reddit. If you are a popular brand and people are rallying around you and they're discussing their products, they may have come together and created their own community around it. Or there is a category level community. Sourdough probably would be a really good example here, right? And so you start by listening to see, what are people saying? What are they discussing? And I think it's important to do that first, because you really want to read the room and understand what the conversation is about before you dive in. But when you do decide to dive in, I think Reddit offers you an opportunity to approach things in a more, oftentimes more playful and more conversational way, right? There's one example that I can give you that we've just seen end of last year, where the yogurt brand Noosa, they have a wide variety of flavors, and they wanted to figure out which one's the most popular one, right? And so they, around back to school, they asked the question of which flavor has the highest lunch trade in value. They had all the different flavors pitted against each other, and it was almost like a tournament, right? So they looked at which flavor in a head-to-head tournament gets more upvotes, and they engaged the relevant communities just through that. And usually an engagement prompt is something that works very well on Reddit, because people like to contribute, they like to participate, especially when it's about a topic that they're really passionate about. They use our some of our advertising tools, promoted posts, videos to generate more reach. And at the end of the day, they realized lemon is the number one flavor. they saw an uptick in lemon sales, lemon flavor sales after that. And in true Reddit fashion, the research results were actually a stack ranking of all of their flavors. They turned it into an infographic and posted it into the Data is Beautiful data visualization subreddit, which I highly recommend if you're not a member of this, or, you know, if you're into data visualization, that is, it's a treasure trove of creativity and inspiration. So they posted it in there, and they reached a completely different audience with this, showcasing the results of their little research experiment. So I think that's kind of where you want to make it happen, right? You align it to your brand identity and to the way that you would want to show up. It's less of a predetermined, here's the blueprint for how you do this kind of way, because I don't think that that works, because Reddit is so many different things to so many different people. That's part of the beauty of it, is we have so many different communities and not two of them are alike.
So you encourage brands to say, look, this is a great audience that may be passionate around a specific topic, like, you know, yogurt. Here's the tools that we have available to engage with them. Go forth and engage with them, but do it in an authentic and organic way that can really add value to the population, rather than kind of a clinical scientific way that we tend to think of in terms of, you know, very structured research. Is that a pretty
yes? Weird? Yes, that is, and that is true in general for brand engagement, right? We know that users are really welcoming brands on Reddit and want to engage with them directly. But it's not unique to Reddit. You kind of want to make sure that you know how to communicate. You want to read the room and not just dive in and risk coming across as tone deaf or just someone who has ulterior motives other than, you know, first and foremost, connecting to the community or even become a member of the community.
That is good advice, because I think that is certainly often something that we fall victim to in the research space.
You know, we like to differentiate between, when you, as a marketer or a researcher, you think about community, think about if you're doing something to the community or doing something with them. I think that is a key differentiator to keep in mind, because on Reddit, it really is about the with them. It is a communal experience.
Okay. I asked a question and we got into a kind of a little bit of a side on that. So your IEX presentation on community 2.0, what is that from your perspective? You know, give us a glimpse of that thinking for Reddit on what community 2.0 looks like.
Community 2.0 really is centered around a few key principles, right? I already mentioned that this differentiation between the me and the we. So we see this community 2.0 as the shift from the me to the we. When community 1.0 was really focused on the individual and who they knew, 2.0 is more about building communities that really attract people who are motivated by a shared passion or purpose or goal, right? There are lots of growth goal-oriented communities on Reddit. So it's social graph is community 1.0. Then the interest or even the passion graph, I think, is 2.0, right? And so that is the first key principle. The second one is we create ways for people to get involved in a very meaningful way, right? The new community model encourages active participation. It wants members to contribute. And so what you see is that there's no recycling of the same content over and over and over. You are seeing active contributions, constant addition to the conversation, which overall increases the quality of the conversation, right? And the content that you see. And then we are creating opportunities for community members to have a sense of ownership, which I think is very important. The new community paradigm means that ownership and decision-making power don't lie in the hands of one person or just a few people. The community truly belongs to everyone. You know, I often say when who you are no longer matters, but what you're passionate about is everything. When I say that, I refer to how your identity in a community is based on your shared passions. It doesn't matter who you are outside of the, let's say, the gaming world, right? When you're within that gaming community, all that matters is that you are a passionate gamer. You're as into gaming as everybody else. And that is all that matters, right? It doesn't really matter how many people follow you or how you portray yourself in your life online. It's not about you. It's about what you're into.
Let's talk about you for a minute. So prior to joining Reddit, you were Instagram and Facebook, obviously two other companies that at the surface, which they have a community capability, right? The similar goals of bringing people back together and although certainly structured differently. What brought you to Reddit?
So, you know, I joined Facebook and then later Instagram when they were on the smaller side and when they were younger companies, I joined Facebook in 2013 and Instagram 2015, 2016. And I over the course of my time there, I saw them both mature into very large organizations, which they are today, right? Rapid, breathtaking growth over a number of years. And, you know, over time, I realized how much I loved working in an environment of rapid growth and sheer endless opportunity. And the role here at Reddit gave me that chance to do that again. And it's been a lot of fun so far.
Now, just a quick side note for the consumer insight folks who are listening. As an advisor to many research companies, I know how hard it can be to get in-depth feedback from Gen Z and millennials at scale. If you're looking for a quality solution to this problem, then you need to check out Perksy. Perksy provides a next-gen insights platform that powers contextual, in-the-moment research through an interactive mobile survey app, which features some awesome benefits like 80% response rates and a 90% recontact rate, quant and qual feedback, Zoom focus groups and IDIs, higher quality responses because of their differentiated user experience, a client service team of experienced researchers, and average field time of just 24 to 48 hours. This is all driven by Perksy's own first-party panel, providing a fresh, super high-quality audience. Schedule a demo at www.getperksy.com. That's getperksy.com.
Was there any piece of that formed by, we call it the great resignation and great reshuffling, although I think of it as more as just the great priority alignment. I think that's
right. No, I think that's a very, very good point. You know, I got to a point in my life where I had had two kids. My youngest was born during the pandemic. I had moved across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast. And I had started to ask myself some very meaningful questions about what is my life about? What is the kind of work that at the end of the day enables me to bring my best self to work? What is the environment in which I want to do that? And so in many ways, you could say that there was an influence of really asking yourself some questions that are not easy to answer for a lot of people, right? And figuring out what your priorities are, what kind of life you want to live, and then, you know, taking action, putting yourself in the driver's seat and really embracing that protagonist mindset of going for it. And so I looked at a lot of different roles. I passed on a lot of roles that a lot of my friends would say, are you crazy, Timo? Why are you not taking this job? But I had done the exercise of really having that honest conversation with myself about what it is that I wanted to do next. And it wasn't until this Reddit role came along where the more I learned about the company, the more I met the people that work here throughout the process, I understood that it checks all the boxes, you know? I love the spirit, I love the culture, I love the mission of what Reddit is all about. And 8 months in, I am still trying to figure out where the catch is, and I haven't found it yet. I'm not looking back. I feel much more aligned with my personal priorities, and I'm really excited about the work that I get to do here.
Let's dig on that a little bit more. So within Reddit, right, it's kind of the world's discussion forum. Have you detected those themes? I mean, my guess is yes, but is that something you've even looked at because you have access to this information? You're looking, you know, at trends, and has it been useful to even pay attention to that, of this idea of the great reprioritization? Are you seeing that reflected in the conversations across the different communities?
Well, you know, the great resignation was in many ways spurred by people rallying on Reddit in a group that they called anti-work, r/anti-work, where it started out as people, you know, telling each other about these experiences, similar to the ones that I just had, where you start to question why you do what you do every day. And it's a really good example of something that starts small, gaining some traction, and then spilling over into the real world, right? We see this at Reddit more broadly. We call it the URL to IRL, from the web to the real world. We talked about Wall Street Bets as a good example of that, or people coming together and organizing, and, you know, you see the March of Science happen. So there are examples like these left and right across Reddit, and I think it's one of the superpowers of the platform.
That's very cool. So tail wagging the dog a little bit, but in a positive sense of amplifying real trends. You know, that's cool. Well, which goes back to insights, right? So I think that's a thing that we didn't I don't know about you, but let's say when 2020 hit, the only way I could stay sane in the initial phases was think, all right, what's the good stuff that comes out of this, right? Instead of the dealing with the oh crap, right? of stuff. And I did see a lot, but I didn't see it coming of this great great resignation, great reprioritization, whatever it is, but this cultural shift of people, you know, stepping back and saying, you know what? I don't know if I like this anymore, right? I want to do something different. Life's too short. So seeing that organically manifest, I love that term from URL to IRL, that there's just a plethora of insights available there in paying attention to those things as an early trend detector. So, right, to get those signals, because I expect if you guys saw that early on, oh, hey, here's something happening, and to watch that manifest must be pretty cool.
Well, you know, it shows you what the power of Community 2.0 really is about, right? It shows you what happens when people come together and they really connect as a group versus approaching the community through a lens of self-promotion or with different kind of objectives. I think the power of this vastly surpasses the marketing world, because at the end of the day, finding belonging and community is part of the human experience. And throughout the pandemic, which you're referencing here, I think a lot of people have found Reddit as a key place to find that, when all of a sudden you couldn't go out and rely on your social, in real life, social network as much anymore, right? And so while this community aspect has always been around, and Reddit has been around much longer than just a few years, right? So we've always been about community, but we really saw the last couple of years refocus our passion for this way of connecting. And it absolutely came to life on a place like Reddit, which couldn't have been better positioned to give people this feeling of belonging when they most needed it.
Have you seen, so I know your background is in cultural studies, North American cultural studies. And as you think about the role of Reddit from a cultural standpoint, what comes to mind? What attracts you individually about that?
I'm a very, very curious person. I'm driven by a desire to learn. And the thing that I love about Reddit is that I can find those rabbit holes to go down, right? So there are things that I'm already interested in. I'm a parent. I have a lot of questions about parenting. I love to hear and from other people about their experiences and sharing their learnings. And I'd love to be able to give back and share my own advice. That's a place where there is a different kind of culture around what it's like to be a parent, because it is more like a support group and a true community. I can't really find a better way of saying it. And then on the other hand, there is a way of finding out about things that are either bubbling up or that are just living on the vicinity in the broad neighborhood of something that you're already interested in. And that is always a moment for me that when the fireworks happen, right? I find something new that I can latch onto and really be a part of, and then see how it starts to manifest. And, you know, the cultural impact of things can be very broad, Wall Street Bets, making front page news, or it can be the equivalent of front page news in a smaller cultural circle, right? If you're a travel enthusiast, or if you are into a specific sport, there are shifts that may happen that you are picking up on, because the people that are really the experts, the ones that have their finger on the pulse of what's happening, they will start talking about this on Reddit. And not because they have something to sell or because they want to promote themselves, but because they feel like they need to share it with people that are as passionate about it as they are. And, you know, we often say that a lot of things that you end up finding elsewhere, if you trace them back to their origin, cultural pieces, trends, a lot of them will have had their initial moment on Reddit, and then they kind of sprout from there, right? So it is always fascinating to me, and it will never stop being impressive to me to see the impact that communities on Reddit have on the real world. And we see this in our research and in our insights, right? We're now looking at, this is something that we just uncovered the other week. The world is starting to open up a little bit. And you would think that people go and they want to travel, and they want to see the world because they've been confined to their homes or their immediate surroundings for so long. But contrary to that, no, we see that based on the way that people connect and what they share on Reddit, it's more nostalgic. They like to go back to the places that they know that they haven't been to in a while, but that they're like a comfort food or that comfy sweater that you wear. They want to go back to that special place. I read that and I immediately feel like, yes, oh yeah, I've been doing that. And it's a cool feeling when you realize, oh yeah, this is something that is a collective experience. I'm not the only one who thinks that way. And then if you turn it around and you think about the implications that it has for a marketer, again, you realize that if you really want to reach these people with a meaningful message, you have to adjust the message. It's not going to be the same message that you've been sending over the last couple of years.
All right, so let's dig on that for a minute as we kind of head into the glide path home. Because I want to be conscious of your time and our listeners' time. So I hear that you're not productizing this per se, but obviously you do engage with brands and exploring how they can utilize Reddit as it exists to help inform their own information needs. If you're talking to a couple hundred brands who maybe have never thought about utilizing Reddit, what would you say to them to say, look, you're really missing out, and here's how we think that you can benefit from engaging with these communities that we have built that are just sitting there waiting because they're your targets, they're your prospects, they're your customers. What would you say to them?
So we say that Reddit is a place to find your people. And that is true for you and me when it comes to the things that we're really passionate about. But it's equally true for a brand. A brand can find their people, the people that are passionate about your product, your brand, or the cause that you're aligning yourself with. And so my advice here is, and I said this earlier in the conversation, is if you haven't really thought about Reddit before, you should just dive in and listen. Realize, where are those conversations happening? What are people saying? You will get a really good sense of how people engage, of the nature of the platform, which is a little bit more tongue-in-cheek than other places, and has a quirkiness to it that is very endearing. And then, you know, once you've figured out what the topics are, what the way of communicating is, I encourage brands to start to connect. And there are different ways to do that, right? You can start to answer questions and chime in on the conversation. Or, you know, we know that we have a lot of people that use Reddit are not as active, if active at all, on other platforms. So we have unduplicated reach, which means that even for your marketing and advertising efforts, there is a very, very valuable group of people here that A, you can't reach in other places, and B, that is incredibly engaged and that is very much turning to Reddit to make purchase decisions because of the very informed and passionate nature, right? If I want to know which digital camera to buy next, I'm going to turn to Reddit because I know people will have dissected the market and they will tell me all the good and all the bad about what is available right now, even down to like specific models, right? And so that's where you want to reach people. And then, you know, we have targeting opportunities that let you reach these people as they're spending time across Reddit. Our targeting is not based in demographics because we don't really ask you for those pieces of information. It's more about interest and context, which separates our solution a little bit from the rest. And it allows you to be present in very meaningful moments and insert yourself into conversations that matter.
So are there specific resources that Reddit as a company provides to folks to help them learn how to engage with those populations?
Right. So it depends on your level of expertise and the complexity of your marketing efforts, right? So we have a solution for everything, for everyone. If you're a small business that just wants to run ads by yourself, you know, in a self-serve way, you can sign up for an ad account and run ads yourself. And we have online resources that help you learn about that. We have help centers and we provide webinars and have scaled education for these purposes. And as you go into more complex operations, you know, mid-sized, large-sized companies, we do have our very specialized teams that work with you, that can advise you. They're experts in your industry. We have Karma Lab is a team of creatives that is able to help you bring an idea to life or provide advice on creative strategy. We have measurement solutions that help you understand the impact of your activity on Reddit and tie it back to business results. And then, of course, we have our custom insights, right? We talked about this before. We're working with our insights team and working with our client teams. You can inform your strategy before you even get started based on what you are learning yourself by observing what's happening on the platform. And then if there are certain things that you already know you want to learn more about, we have teams that can help you dive a little bit deeper to inform your strategy. But at the end of the day, it is an end-to-end solution, and we have something for businesses and brands of all sizes.
Very cool. Very cool. So anything new and exciting coming up that you want to give us a sneak peek on that you think, you know, hey, things are awesome right now, but wait 6 months. This is going to be really cool. Anything you can share with us?
I'm excited about the future of insights and innovation and how it will continue to drive our marketing initiatives. We have some great research lined up, and we'll continue to publish our findings. And look, Reddit is meant to bring community and belonging to everyone in the world. And I believe that our insights will help us understand how we can continue to be true to this mission. So stay tuned. In many ways, we're just getting started here.
So outside of parents and culture and Reddit, is there anything else that really just inspires you that you geek out about? What is that?
So I love being a dad. And so I really geek out. And I don't know if that's an appropriate term. I have two young daughters, and it's been like when I'm not working, I try to spend time with them and be a great dad and for them and spend time with them and help to set them up for life. And between that and my job, there isn't really that much time for geeking out on most other things. But I am a fan of lifelong learning. And so I try to spend my time, when I'm not on Reddit connecting with other parents or I'm active in sports communities, I spend my time just trying to learn new things and expand my horizon. I am the kind of person that is driven by the newness. Routine is something that will bore me very quickly. And so I try to find a new rabbit hole to go down as frequently as I can.
Well, as a father of six with five girls and one boy, I the audience can't see his face. Yeah.
I'm just a lot of admiration and respect.
Pity is probably more appropriate. totally get that. Thank you for sharing that. All right, classic moderator question before we wrap up. Is there anything that you wish that I had brought up or asked about that we did not?
You know, I think I'm happy when I get a chance to talk about this concept of community 2.0 and really treating people as people and not starting with treating them as an audience or a target audience. And so I'm going to bring it back to this idea of when you are a researcher, you're a marketer, and you think about community or someone comes to you and tells you about a community or the role that community should play in your work, I want you to pause and really pay attention to what it is that you're doing. Are you doing something to the community? Are they an object for you, a means to an end? Or are you really getting the chance to do something with them and become part of something bigger and add to a community, become part of that community? I think there's so much more value in that. And I think at the end of the day, that's at the heart of what we're doing here at Reddit, bringing community and belonging to everyone in the world.
Words of wisdom, Timo. We actually have had other conversations recently on the podcast about the engagement crisis within the insight space, right? And I hadn't thought of it quite that way before, but you're right. We tend to be too clinical and we objectify, respondents, the participants, and not think about humans. We're talking to humans. And we may have a structure in how we do that, a questionnaire or whatever, and that's fine, but they are humans. So thank you. Thank you for reiterating that. That is a unique perspective that I think coming from what you've built at Reddit is something that we all need to think about. So at the end of the day, we're just talking to people.
Right.
Timo, this has been fantastic. Thank you for taking the time. Audience, thank you for taking the time to listen to us go back and forth a little bit. And until next time, this is Lenny Murphy signing off. Be well. Bye-bye.